TH, I think. Not materialism, the idea that everything is but matter. That invaded Europe like back 150 years ago or so. Why is it bad? Why am I raving about it being so bad? Well, there are many, or quite a few, I think, at least, ramifications, or what's the proper word? That materialistic idea. Because it's really like, hey, look. Try and build the whole world according to this idea, and it means a kind of different approach to, I mean, take something like medicine, for instance. It also then became, all the medicine is about curing us living people, right? It became also about chemicals. I would say there is this hubris, this pride that, look, we are now superior. We have real understanding of how it all works, including our own bodies. And when you are in that mood, then you tend to just throw away the traditions. Now all of a sudden, and we still find it among such people, they scoff at and look down upon the traditional herbal medicines and all that, as if it's primitive. And if you look at older, not in the sense of obsolete, but in the sense of having tradition and a deep history, healing methods, medical knowledge, such as Chinese, traditional, Indian, Ayurvedic, and so on, they have a different approach, a more life-based approach, not a chemical-based approach, which then these materialists are not allowed to even believe in or incorporate, I mean, what to speak of incorporating into their own medicine, which I would say has seriously crippled modern Western materialistic medicine or the medical system, which has become dominated by modern materialistic approach. And thus we have a big, I think it's hidden, problem. Hidden in the sense that it's not properly acknowledged, because that would be too embarrassing. A problem of a medical system that works in certain ways, but it's very much a hack. I'm talking about the chemical medicines now, the surgery and all of that. It's technology, it's mechanics, it's a different thing. They're very good at that sometimes. But the chemical medicines are often more about alleviating symptoms than actually curing. They look at the chemicals and look, we found this chemical which does that when you ingest it or whatever, which then kind of works when someone is sick in that way. And so on. But they don't understand the deeper, sometimes, at least not, causes of anyway, something along that line.